Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is February 17th, 2009, day 23.
This is not your typical podcast. This is primarily about me and getting porn out of my life. To help me stop looking at porn on a regular basis. To help me stop looking at porn altogether. And if I can help you along the way, then so be it. This is my adventure through destroying the porn in my life.
Hello again. How did your weekend go? Mine went better than expected, actually. In fact, I didn't look at porn the entire weekend until Monday morning. So I escaped the part I thought I'd have a problem with and then fell into it when the pressure eased up. And that seems to be very typical, probably not just of myself, but probably of a lot of you. I'm not really sure what might cause that, other than that's the most vulnerable time for you to be tempted. And we all know that God doesn't tempt us. So it's a combination of ourselves and spiritual influence from, well, obviously not from God. So I didn't want to keep completely with the theme of being selfish on this podcast, because I've sort of realized that if I can help some others, it will help me even better. I've talked to some people in the past few days and told them about this podcast, and they were surprised. I've kept it completely anonymous, and that's what I intend to do, unless you want to contact me personally at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. Then I'll talk to you a little bit. But for the most part, I wanted to keep this anonymous. I'm happy that I'm having a tremendous response on this podcast. There's a tremendous amount of people listening to it, which really is somewhat intimidating, but very encouraging to know that I'm not the only one that has an issue here. So with all the us growing up with porn and having certain spiritual influences here and there, I wonder how many more there are that saw porn at a young age, and it's been chronic ever since. And like I said many times before, I've had a year break in there where I didn't look at porn, and it was very easy for the most part as I read the Bible daily. I've yet to do that on a consistent basis, and that's what I'm trying to get back into here. So I wanted to share with you one verse that I was reading, basically about a change of heart, because ultimately you could have all the porn blockers in the world, but if you still desire to look at porn and you have to look at it, but the only reason you can't get to it is because of some porn blocker, that's not really a change. At least for me, I don't view that as a change. I've seen porn blockers. I've used them. They don't really work because I still want to look at porn. I just can't. So 2 Chronicles 12:7. When the Lord saw their change of heart, he gave this message to Shemaiah. Since the people have humbled themselves, I will not completely destroy them and will soon give them some relief. Now, this isn't the type of verse that most of you are going to say, it is a good verse for us. It's not a verse of encouragement, really, in the sense that I think the realization of porn is that we're on a path of destruction. If we look at porn regularly, myself included, we look at porn regularly, I just don't see how we can really truly be accepted into the kingdom of God. None of us want to go to hell, whether you believe in hell or not. I don't know what faith is, what faiths are listening to this. I'm assuming mostly Christian, but that may or may not be the case. I don't know. To think that you can regularly sin over and over and that's okay is even on my own part, foolish. I've thought that many times that, God will forgive me. You know, Jesus died for my sins. I'll be forgiven and I can move on. Well, that's true. But you truly have to repent and change your ways. Repent is to turn from your way and head the other direction. So, like the story of, I often think of this. When I think of this, it actually helps me not look at porn. So I wish I thought of it more often. But there's a story in the Bible, I don't know exactly where, where one of the people was, I think it's the Old Testament, was tempted, and he literally turned around and ran. A woman was trying to, seduce him into the bed. He turned around and ran the other way. If only it was that easy for me. You're probably thinking the same thing. If only it were that easy. Unfortunately, it's not. You get so dumbed down to the porn. So what we need to do, I think, is accountability helps. But just because you're scared to tell somebody doesn't mean it's going to help you quit porn or help you quit what you're thinking. It seems pretty hopeless, but the real hope is always God. He creates a way out. I mean, think of the guys in, Paul in prison, and I forget the other apostle with him, but, in prison where, they're stuck there. That's not the same as what we're doing. They weren't in sin, but they're stuck, and God provided a way out, a supernatural way out of a prison where he shook the ground in order to, allow them a way out. If he can do that, he certainly can help us out. So I really don't have, a ton of verses today. And I was feeling kind of down, but I really think, if you're married and she doesn't know, I told my wife years ago, and she actually questions me from now on, from time to time. In fact, she could tell me when I looked at porn. She says my attitude changes. And that's probably true of your spouse or significant other, assuming you have one. That's the sort of thing I experience anyway. So, my personal experience, I don't really know what may work for you, but it does help some knowing that my wife actually can tell when I'm different. And if I know that it really affects my attitude and my actions that much, to the point where I don't notice, but she does, obviously that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for myself, not a good thing for my children, or anyone else around me for that matter. So I would highly encourage you to, excuse me, to pray that God shows you the right way to help you quit porn. For me, this was the way God showed me to do it. Start a podcast and go from there. If anything comes out of that, great. If not, unfortunately not. But I really think this is the way that would get me off porn. Especially hearing from, I haven't checked my email today, but hearing from one individual that's actually 13 years younger than me, experiencing similar things. And I remember when I was that age dealing with porn. I really think that that for me, that's very encouraging to hear that others are encouraged by me. Puts that accountability on me to be in leadership of sorts, where I need to have my mind and my heart focused on the right thing, which is God. Excuse me. So let's say a quick prayer, and we'll go on our way for today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've given us. Thank you for your forgiveness that you've given us many times over. We ask that you would be with us. Help us strengthen our minds, strengthen our heart to seek you, Lord, that you may take the desire of lust and the desire of looking at things we shouldn't or desiring things we shouldn't. Please help take that away from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll see you next time.